Hey everyone, Tony Bennett here. Welcome to another episode. It's getting pretty late here, actually. It's almost 11:30 at night on a Monday night. Sitting here for the last couple of hours, been upskilling. I'm doing this awesome challenge at the moment. It's called the One Funnel Away Challenge, and it's a 30-day challenge that Russell Brunson and his team from ClickFunnels has put together. I think this is the second one that they've done. Absolutely fantastic. Full on. You're working hard every single day. You're going to launch a funnel, which you're not. If you're not familiar with, it's online internet marketing, and it's about being able to get products out there in an incredible way using software tools which Russell Brunson and his ClickFunnels team have developed over the years, and it is without a doubt the best product in the world. Absolutely incredible. But anyway, this is a challenge. So it's about being able to bring something to market in 30 days, even if you don't have a product. So super inspiring. And this is a type of education that I'm super, super passionate about, and this is what I'm. This is where my passion for helping people stems from, and it's about being able to be involved in things which help people grow and learn, and get away from the traditional style of education, getting away from the society style of education. Now that, you know, that can bring up so many points of contention and arguments with all types of people. So, you know, 96% of the world, don't understand this stuff, and it's not by being, oh, I'm better than anyone else. It's just that most people have never been exposed to this, and they've never gone out of their way to actually question the education system and the way that it trains people, and the way that everybody is brainwashed into an idea of thinking that you have to have an education to be successful, and you've got to have an education to get by in life, and if you don't have an education, like you're gone, you know, and that is not true at all. It's absolutely not true. And that's a point that, you know, can be proven over and over again. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to be able to go out there and see that, you know, the majority of the world's most successful people when it comes to finances don't have educations. Most of the people, the most successful people in the world when it comes to relationships don't have an education. Most of the successful people in the world in all areas of life don't have an education. So why is there so much emphasis put on education? That's a question that, you know, it took me a long time to get my head around. Now, if you haven't heard of Robert Kiyosaki, I, you know, don't like to say this, but you must be, you know, you know, living under a stone or something. But anyway, he's a very famous entrepreneur. He's written, a very famous author, written many amazing books. Probably his most famous is Rich Dad Poor Dad, which is a great read and something that I learned a hell of a lot from and was inspired from when I read it. But one of the books that he did write, which well, I think it was his first ever book, it was in the early 90s. I never got a hold of it until I was, I think I was about 28, 27, 28, might have been older, around that time anyway. and fantastic book, and really, really changed my life. And it was, if you want to be rich and happy, don't go to school. Now, you can still find it out there, so definitely worth a read. Robert was much younger in those days, but was already very successful. So that book brought up, you know, many emotional issues for me. You know, I was brought up pretty low socioeconomic background, education. I was brought up to go to school, but I was brought up hearing that you're never going to be successful at school, and basically, you know, your path, you're going to be a worker, and you've got to be a good worker. So I was brought up as a, like, to be a manual worker and work really, really hard. And, you know, I was fit and strong as a young guy, and, you know, I was actually encouraged to leave school even before I was allowed to leave school. So I left school at 14, and I had to get my father's permission, and I had to have a suitable job. So, you know, I just didn't even think I could go to school. Like, I didn't even think that there was any reason for me to be there, because all these things that I'd heard. So anyway, I ended up leaving school at 14 and becoming a butcher, and did my apprenticeship as a butcher, and that's an education in itself. But my whole, you know, and as far as I was concerned, I thought I'd made it, I'd done it. And that was the same for my father, and he was just very happy that I had an apprenticeship and I was away from home. I think he was more happy about that. And and, you know, I set out on life. But for the majority of people, they go through this whole institution of going to school, and their parents push them and push them, and, you know, you're working, you know, really, really hard. And you know, what Robert brought up in his book is, what are you doing this for? What is the end result? And people say, well, you go to school and you do really well at school, and then you get good enough grades. And what happens from there? You get good enough grades, so you get accepted at university as a child, 17, 18. People go back as mature age students as well. But the path is through primary school into high school. This is in Australia, and it's the same all around the world. And then you're either off to college or university or whatever you like to call it. And you get your higher education, you come out with your degree, and you're supposedly off for the rest of your life. You've got the dream job, and you know, you're making money. People think that's wonderful. Like, what more could you want? And the better the education you get, the better job you get, and the more money you get from that job. They're fantastic. So what's the problem? I hear, you know, I've heard the majority of people say and ask. Well, the problem is that you've just been to school your entire life. You come out in your mid-20s, and you come out to a job that then you've got to go to every day, and you get paid. You know, you get a choice on how much you get paid, unless you, and you don't get a choice. It's just, this is what it is, and then you can, you know, you might be able to get a promotion, you get a little bit more, or through, you know, enterprise bargaining agreements, etc., you might end up with a little bit more than that each year. But you get a wage, or you get a salary, and that's it. You get told often when you can have your holidays. I know in America, holidays is absolutely incredible. Yeah, you get a couple of weeks or whatever a year. Like in Australia, most people get 4 weeks, some people get five. So you're working your whole life as an employee to get this, you know, income to go and do the things that you want in life. But every day you've got to turn up and go to the job. And I don't care whether you're a butcher like I was, or whether you're a heart surgeon. You know, sure, very big difference in the skill levels, very, very big difference in the pays. But even those highly paid, highly skilled, educated, I say that in inverted commas, even though super highly skilled people, they still have to go to work every day. If they don't go to work, they don't get paid. Now that's the key point. So schools and educational institutions teach us to get jobs. And if we're not at our job, we don't get paid. That's not the way life is meant to be. You know, it took me a long, long time to work this out. Started with reading books like Robert put out. So, if you want to be rich and happy, don't go to school. And I'm getting quite tired here now, but I really, really wanted to just be able to share this with you before I go to bed, because it's so important that you understand that you don't have to have an education, like a standardized tertiary education, to be successful in life, okay? That is the last thing that you actually need. And you need to find skill sets that allow you to do the work once and get paid multiple times. Once the work's done, that you continually get paid from that. Not that you have to turn up to work every day to get paid. I hate that idea. And, you know, I'll talk more to you guys about how I changed my life and was able to move from being an employee and an uneducated theoretical person to then thinking that I needed to be educated. So what did I do? Went off to night school and got my high school stuff, and then ended up going to university. And you know, I did my first degree, which was a health science degree, after floundering around there for a while before I found something that I was interested in. And then realizing that, you know what, I'm probably not going to get paid much here doing this stuff when I really looked into it. So then did more education, was lucky enough to get into the medical area. And so I had a couple of degrees in the medical area. And people say now, looking at me and looking at what I've achieved, and you know, that I own, you know, a medium-sized radiology company. I have specialist doctors working for me, 30 odd different staff, 30 to 40 different staff. You know, and I don't say these things to brag. And but they say, well, oh, you had to get an education, Tony, for you to be able to do this. And it's like, well, they've got it all wrong. No, I did not. Okay, it was my entrepreneurial spirit and the things that I'd learned that made me believe in myself and believe that I could do something different to what I was doing and turn the tables instead of being an employee to being the employer, and realizing that I needed multiple streams of income. So starting multiple companies and you know, investing in different things when I had the money to be able to have multiple streams of income coming in through my investments and real estate and you know, multiple other different things. So you don't need to have that formal education to actually be successful and make money. And what I'm doing now, anybody can do. And the tools that are available to you, and you don't have to be educated. Sure, you can be educated, it doesn't matter. Any person who is willing to work and learn at these skills and to gain a skill set base that is so much cheaper than going off to university and having these loans, you know, for basically a few thousand dollars, and you can step that out, a few thousand dollars, the tools that are available to you to be able to set yourself up, to be able to learn these skill sets, to be able to apply a skill to any type of business. It's just unbelievable. It really is. It's incredible. So my young son, he just turned 14. He just came to Funnel Hacking Live in Nashville with me, 2019. Just he wasn't even 14. He was, and he came along with me, and we went there. And you know, what I've been teaching him from a young age is that, you know, you don't need this. You don't need the high school education and the university education. I'd like you to, when you're there, to do the best that you can, and to be, and to put in the best effort you can, because you have to do that, and you have to be the best person you can be. But, you know, from a young age, I've been teaching him, let's think about how you're going to be able to do the things you want to do in life, and do it the way you want to do it, without the obstacles and without someone telling you what to do, that you want to see the world, you want all the things that he loves to do. We travel the world heaps. He's, you know, he's been to Europe. He's 14 years old, and we've got a home in Sweden. My wife's Swedish, his mum's Swedish, beautiful home that we go back to for European summer for 2 or 3 months every year. He's been over there 16 times. And we travel a lot, so he just came with me over there. And I've just taught him, you want to do all these things in life, you don't need the education, but you need skill sets, and you need to be smart, and you need to be able to compound and multiply your time. Now, he, from a young age, had an amazing ability to self-learn. He learnt so much work on Photoshop, just as a young kid, doing incredible stuff. Fascinated by YouTube, I always had this massive conflict, like, should I have him on there letting him do that stuff? And he likes playing computer games. He's not such a sporty guy, but does his jiu-jitsu, so he does a bit of sport. But I had this really strong it was a pull from both ways. So, you know, even though I knew that he was learning these skills and he was doing this amazing stuff, I was pulling the other way and sort of trying to pull him away from it, but yet, you know, trying to stick with my whole philosophy of, you want to learn, you want to get these skill sets that are going to allow you to be able to improve and do the things you want in life. So we persisted with letting him do those things, and the skill sets that he's got now compared to children his own age are just incredible. Now, after being at Funnel Hacking Live, he was really listening to Russell and the Hook Story Offer thing that Russell talks about. And if you haven't heard about it, it's just about the way to get people in and attracted to what you're doing, that they'll stop and start looking at your stuff and having a great story and having a fantastic sale, an offer that allow people, that the people want to actually take up. So Lucas started applying more of this stuff to his thumbnails on YouTube and started to really be thinking more about his hook. Incredibly talented at his Photoshopping and the things that he does, as good as any of them on the internet and on YouTube. Anyway, for a long time he struggled with his numbers, but since coming back, you know, he only had like 70, you know, up until he was 13. So it just, the odd few grew here and there. And he was just putting himself out there, doing all the things that Russell and Stephen and Julie and that talk about at ClickFunnels, with their One Funnel Away challenge and that you learn. And is that you've got to get yourself out there and you've got to publish. Well, Lucas has been doing this stuff since he was 6, 7 years old. He's been publishing, learning these skills, working on his hook, working on his story, working on his offer. All of a sudden now, he had incredible growth. One of his videos has actually gone viral, 1.4 million views. So this is like that. Most people will tell you that that's not an easy feat. You know, here is a 13-year-old kid just turned 14, and one of his videos is 1.4 million views and growing incredibly every day. So he now went from a couple of weeks ago, probably about a week ago, went from 70, he's up to 8,000 subscribers after, you know, 6 years of 0 to 70, 1 week from 70 to 8,000 subscribers. He is now able to monetize his site and is now making which their forecast at what views and that is getting anywhere from 500 to something like $2,000 a month. He's 14. So every one of his videos that he makes now, the views, the more views he gets, the more money he gets paid. Now he's doing the work once and getting paid multiple times. He's 14 and doing this stuff. Now, people say, oh God, I don't want my kid to be a YouTuber. Well, some of the top people in the world now will be telling you that, you know, it's the biggest market in the world. There's nothing wrong with being a YouTuber as long as you're doing things like he's doing, learning, growing, gaining skill sets, being able to promote yourself, being able to put a hook story and offer out there, being able to be an attractive character. These are skill sets that if you learn and you master these in the area that you like to be in, and whether you're doing stuff, you know, whether it be in blogs or whether you're doing it on, you know, Facebook, whether you're doing it on Instagram, whether you're doing podcasts, whether you're doing YouTube, whether you're doing what Lucas is doing, if you're putting yourself out there and doing these things like this young kid of mine's done, and you learn how to do it, which is real ways and methods to be able to do this stuff, that's an education that is valuable. You can spend hundreds of thousand dollars on a university education to get you a job. I want you to understand there's a massive difference. Okay? Understand that you don't need to spend that sort of money and that sort of time. Shortcut it. This is the shortcut. Okay? But it takes hard work and it takes effort. But the work that you do it once and you get paid forever. And you can do it from wherever you want. I really hope you guys are understanding the how massive an opportunity this is to do these things and to learn these skill sets. But I'm going to leave it here because, as I said before, it's getting really late and I'm starting to slur and sound really, really tired. So, you know, the big takeaway is if you are out there and you're struggling to find your feet and you're wondering, what is it that I can do? Okay, go to my podcast and, you know, find the page, find the link that's there. Go to that and I can show you how to do these things. I can help you along the way, give you guidance, and you know, the way to do it. It's the only way to do it. Like, it really, really is. Get these skill sets, learn this stuff that will provide you with an income and a skill set that you can use in so many different areas, in every area. You know, it's incredible. You need to look at it in more detail, but just walk away knowing that there is methods out there. These are not quick get rich schemes or any rubbish like that. You know, you know, you just get on there, look at it, learn from what I'm showing you, and you'll be able to be successful. You know, and I won't go into to detail about, you know, what it's all done for me, but just understand that the path that I took was the long road, okay? And I did it very, very short. I took the long road, but I was like the sprinter over there who ran the marathon. You know, I was able to sprint the whole marathon and win the race. And it took me, you know, 12, 13 years, you know, from my late 20s to 40, you know, to be able to be in a position where I don't have to work. I've got everything I want, you know, multi-billionaire, home in Europe, beachfront home here, farm 10 minutes away with everything I want, multiple properties, money, investments, etc. And, you know, I do what I want. And I don't, again, don't say that lightly, and I don't say it with my head up my backside, because, you know, I come from very, very low socioeconomic area. So what I'm trying to get at for you guys is that you can do it are much faster than what I did. And that's my whole goal, is to help people understand this, so you don't have to be super educated and you don't have to take the long path, and you can do it at any age, whether you're 50, 60, 70, 80, or whether you're, you know, in your teens like my son, or in your 20s and 30s and really struggling in your 40s and want more, need more. We can help you get there. But it's not by conventional education, okay? Well, good night to all you guys. I hope you got a bit out of this, and I'll keep going with a bit more of this at a later date.